moving right along. Then he tells us who we are. Look at Ephesians 1:22. I'm reading this from the King James. He says in Ephesians 1:22, and has put all things under his feet. How many things? When he delivered us from this evil world, he put all things under whose feet? His feet. Now watch it. Stay with me now. And gave him to be head. Gave him to be the head. Let's read it like this. And has put all things under his feet. And God has put everything under the feet of Jesus. And gave Jesus to be the head. Can Jesus be the head and the feet too? I mean, can your head be your feet too?
No.
So that means he added some other parts. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
Gave him and told, and listen what the scripture is saying. It said he delivered us from this evil world and by giving himself for our sin, making himself a sin offering for us. Then he delivered us from this evil world. And then when he delivered us from this evil world, he gave us his authority over that he used to deliver us from it. Now, and then he put everything under his feet. And then he said, now, Jesus, son, you the first resurrected man from the dead, you're head of this body. You're head of this new race. You're head of this new breed. You're head of this God kind of man that has been resurrected from the dead. You're the head. Are you with me so far? And he said, gave him to be head over all things to the church, and gave him to be head over what? How many things? How many things?
All
things. To what?
The church.
Which is? Which is?
His body.
Which is?
His body.
His body. That's who we are. That's who we are. Hallelujah. Which is his body. And then it said the fullness of him that filleth us all in all. And having said all of that, I am leading to this next point. So if you would go to the book, the fourth chapter of the book of Ephesians, and we'll pick up at verse 4. The book of Ephesians, verse 4. Gave him to be head over all, put all things, put everything under his feet, gave him to be head over all things to the church. Amen. Amen. Ephesians chapter 4, and I want you, if you have it back there, I don't know if you have it, I want the Passion Translation. If you don't have it, you just have, those of you who don't have it on your pad and all that, just listen real close. This is so, so very important. Listen to how this Passion Translation states this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Notice in verse 4, that's where we begin. Is it being one body and one spirit? Being who? We're being one body and one spirit. We're one body, one spirit. This is verse 4. Being one body and one spirit, as you were called, as you were all called into one, into the same glorious hope of divine destiny. I'm going to read it again. Being one body and one spirit, as you were all called into the same glorious hope of divine destiny. every one of us. Verse 5 says, for the Lord God is one, and so are we. The Lord God is one, and so are we. For we share in one faith. See, that eliminates all, that eliminates all these different doctrine, denomination, and all the other stuff that man try to come up with. Number one body, number one, and John tells us in the Epistle of John, there's only two races of people on this earth. I know we got to classify how this happened. I don't know. I just know we got a lot of different classes of people. We call different ethnic groups, different races, colors, and nationality of people. But when it comes down to people, you can only be in one family or the other.
Amen.
There's only two families. There are only two families on the earth, and you can only be in one or the other.
Amen.
And the choice is yours.
Amen.
Your choice. You can choose. The devil can't make you be in his family.
Right.
You have to choose to be in his family.
Uh-huh.
Amen. And so he said, we share in one faith. And this is why we go all over the world. That's why we are here tonight. That's why we have Bible study. That's why we read the Bible at home. That's why we pray. That's why we confess. That's why we do what we do. Because we want to fill our hearts with this truth and eliminate everything else that speaks against or contrary to this truth that I'm sharing with you tonight. Anything that speaks, act against this truth is a lie. And we don't want to be distracted by it. We don't want to entertain it. We don't want to be partaker of it. We don't want to participate with it, because we have been called into a kingdom that none other. None other like it. That none other. This kingdom will stand. All the rest of them will fail. They will vanish. They'll be put away. They'll be dealt with. But this kingdom shall stand forever.
Yep.
And ever.
Amen.
And ever.
Amen.
Then and ever. And then and ever. And on and on and on. And then forever.
Amen.
Cannot be changed. Cannot be altered. Cannot be blemished in any way. This kingdom is forever. Is an everlasting kingdom. And this is what he's saying. We come into this kingdom. We share this with him. We share the oneness with him. One God, one Lord, one Lord God. For the Lord God is one, and so are we. For we share in one faith. We share in one baptism and one Father. We only have one Father. That's why we shouldn't talk about each other. That's why we have the same right. Every one of you sitting there have the same right to go to the Father anytime, just like myself.
Amen.
Amen. God is no respecter person. He loves every member of the body. And this is why he wants us to know this, so we become fully educated, knowledgeable, know with revelation, not just head knowledge, but revelation knowledge, heart knowledge. That had come from the Spirit of God. Now notice what he said. I'll read it all the way through. He said, for the Lord God is one, and so are we. For we share in one faith, one baptism, one Father. He is the perfect Father who leads us all, works through us all, and lives in us all.